I thought number one would surely be me. I thought I could be what I wanted to be.
We're going to sing that song this morning because I think one of the last times we sang it, most recently, we sang it back in March. Went down to Texas to do Rich's funeral. And they'd had different songs picked out on CDs that had recordings. And then we showed up. And we said, we don't do that recordings too well. So Dee came along with us, and she says, well, we got to move the piano. So they went in one of the side rooms, and they actually brought the piano out of the side room in the funeral home, set it up front, put flowers all around it beautifully. Terry came out, and he played, and we had Justin came out and sang with us. Barbara's daughter, her husband, has such a wonderful, not only a wonderful spirit about him, but it's just a wonderful voice, and it meant so much to Barbara to have him sing. And we did that trio number, as well as my soul. And this morning, last night, I was thinking about different people and Father's Day. And Father's Day is such a day of celebration. If your father's living, you get on that phone if at all possible. You let them know how much you love them and how much you appreciate all the things of that they have done for your life, the role model have been, the bit of encouragement, no matter where that encouragement has happened in your body, you thank him for it. And then I thought about those who've lost their fathers, and I was thinking about that family and how that this is their first Father's Day without Rich. And Rich always on the, he liked to celebrate holidays, always would have cookouts, gathering. And the wonderful thoughts and memories that God gives us of people who are special to us in our lives. The greatest role model of all time is our Lord Jesus Christ. Here in the 10th chapter in the book of St. John, and I'm going to preach for a little bit, and then I'm going to stop and talk to you. I'm going to give you a chance if you want to say a word about your father or a father role model figure in your life, I'm going to give you that opportunity. But I want to start with God's word. Jesus is the good shepherd. Then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I, Jesus speaking here, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Life and life more abundantly. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing unto the reading of your word today. Life and life more abundantly. People are searching. People are hungry. People are desirous of things within their life that matter. If you'll go around this region, I had the opportunity this weekend. Goody Bud Muddy mine, he's sitting in the back row back there. Wake up, Roger. Yes, wake up. There you go. He waved back there. Roger and I worked together over the condominium development. I still manage condominiums on the weekdays, Monday through Friday. Roger and I work together. And the reason I bring his name up is because he, along with Miguel and Pacheco, they're the ones responsible for coming out and working hard on the church. They cut the grass. Amen? Amen. So Roger, stand up. They're going to give you a little round of applause for cutting the grass back there. I like working with Roger because I'll tell you, he can get down where that grass is. He's built that way. He's just down there. He's down there next to it, you know. I'll take care of the limbs, you take care of the grass, brother. And he can cook, too. Yesterday, we were down there at the house, and Roger made up breakfast casseroles, and he was making rice and chicken during. And he and I spent the weekend together, and we just had a marvelous time. But we drove and here through Northern Virginia on Friday, and we looked around at all those houses, all those wonderful things that God has been so fruitful. So he has given us more in this area than folks, than trust me, than we deserve. God has been good to us. Then we went down to my house. My house is a little small, and it's got a couple of bedrooms there. It's a little, when you look at it this way, you say, people actually live in that. Okay, you know, just look, it looks small. But it is sitting on a nice little bit of acreage over there. And we just sat back and we enjoyed peace and tranquility. All this was after the guys left yesterday, because there was no peace and tranquility in there. Amen, yeah. After they left, we had peace and we had tranquility. And we were simply able to sit back and enjoy the trees, the nature, all the beautiful things of God. You can't make them. There is a God, and you are not Him. I love that statement. I've used it over and over again. People are becoming more and more appreciative of all the wonderful things that God is doing around them. Because God is not the author of all these questions and all this turmoil and upheaval. No, He is not. I serve a God who is of love, of peace. And I see the things in this world of people striving to find something, peace, goodness, something they can hold on to, something that will count for eternity. And that's where God is found. As you know, in just a moment, I'm gonna have all the fathers stand. So, Father, you remember who you are. I'm gonna need you to stand in a moment. And I wanna share this story that I love to do every Father's Day, because it's my favorite Father's Day story of all. A wonderful comedian told this story. It says about the father and his son, and who was started at such a young age in the Pee Wee Leagues playing football, and his father would take him to all the practices, would take him to all the games. As he moved along in the intermediate and play, he was there every time. As he went to high school, every Friday night when the high school team would play, his father would be there cheering him on. As he went to college, his father changed his whole schedule that he could be there for every college game that this young man played in. As he was picked by the professionals, he went and played professional football. He was a star. He actually made it to the Super Bowl. The most wonderful thing ever happened in his life, the winning of the Super Bowl. They came up to him right after there, and it says, "Anything that you want to say?" And he said, "Yes. Hi, Mom." Guys, that's the way it is. Now, Father, stand up. I want all the fathers to stand up here this morning. Come on. Stand up. Amen. 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 Come on, now. Let's go. You can now be seated over there. Anniversary. Good. Thank you. Is this your anniversary coming up? We just had one. You weren't here. You were celebrating, weren't you? We didn't get a chance to sing to you. I think Joe thinks we ought to break your little sermon and sing you happy anniversary. What do you think? I think we ought to do that.
Happy anniversary.
We sang to them already, didn't we? Yeah, good. Susan. Did Susan Bryan, did we sing to you?
Yeah.
You did? Or no? He said no. Nobody yet. Let's sing them that way. Back, same place, same time. What do people want in life? Today we have a lot of guests here, and folks have come in, whether it's on Father's Day or whether God just let them to come by and be in God's house and worship with us, whether they're visiting with friends, whether they're visiting with families. What do people want in life? The more that I'm around church, the more that I read this Bible, the more that I am moved by the people who God has allowed to be around me in my life, the more that I am moved by the generous, warm hearts of people who are willing to simply share, to share, to share, I want to be a part of it. I want to be a part of life. I want to be a part of what is good, of what is right. We've all made plenty of mistakes in our lives, folks. Things, and I heard a fellow I talked to him this week, and he was commenting about how things in his life had not turned out as he had planned. He'd fallen under some unfortunate luck, and it was terrible, the things that he was sharing. He was talking about how the expectations that he'd had as a young man didn't quite pan out. He talked about a loved one who was taken from him at far too young an age. But there at the end, he says, you know, I don't understand why God allows certain things, but one day I'm going to ask him. One day I'm going to ask him. He says, I know, he says, I've read my Bible. I know that everything works for the good of those who love him. He says, it's going to be a tough Father's Day this year. And I did the usual well-trained pastoral counseling that I am known for. I listened. I didn't say anything. I didn't give any reasoning because I had no reasoning within my heart. I wisely did not let this mouth get engaged before allowing God to lead your heart. Sometimes, folks, you just need to be there when those that are hurting or in need to talk to you. You just need to be there with open ears, a genuine concern for the people around you that are crying out for something from God. The only thing I shared was that, well, you know, I serve a good shepherd. I serve a good God. I know that no matter whatever you go through in this life, God is going to reward you so much richer in the life beyond this one, if you'll simply stay faithful unto him. We got to shed a tear together. Then we had to joke around a little bit. I had to get him laughing. I had to try to do whatever we could to let him know that people care. Father's Day. For me, it's such a tremendous day, such a glorious, because I have such wonderful memories of my childhood days with my father. Personally, myself never being a father, is sometimes I question God, is that my, possibly sometimes the saddest conversation I have with God. But then I know he has within his wisdom a reason. I told him this morning when Kevin was down at the campgrounds and he started the service, and here he is. He's got one shoe untied, and he's there, and he's trying to lead, and he's got the microphone. I said, come over here. So I had him put, and I was tying his shoes, and everybody's, oh, thank you for doing that. And I said, boy, it's tough not only raising a congregation, but also you folks down here at the campgrounds. And he laughed. Then he got up and sang songs. And the people were so appreciative of us coming down and sharing the good news and song. I don't understand why. I don't have it all figured out. I don't have all the pieces. I don't have all the right answers. I simply have the direction to point you. When you go into a Sunday school class, they're going to point you in the right direction. Those ladies are gathered around different backgrounds. They have stories, they have things to tell, experiences in their lives that just each one different. And God allows those different pieces to kind of form together, and He makes it all right. When you walk to Mount Calvary on a Sunday morning, and the guys will get up and sing a little bit, and we'll have a little fun with you. But then at the same time, when it's time to pray, we're going to pray with you. When it's time to cry, we're going to cry with you. And when it's time to be thankful for God, for not only what He's done in our lives, but what He is going to do, the wonderful things that are just right around the corner. I see people are more excited about serving God than I've ever seen them around Mount Calvary. We practiced yesterday, and we practiced down in a place called Fredericksburg. We had bright early practice, 8 o'clock, and we had breakfast, and we had juice going on there. And guys were singing downstairs, and they were coming up. For you guys down there, wasn't it good, Gene? Oh, it was delicious. It was delicious. And then about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, they headed back north, 95. They began their trek. As you know, with 95 traffic can be around here at certain times, especially on a Saturday. Some of them went that away. Some of them went out that away. Terry's telling me, he says, man, I went that away, and then I went this way, and then I'm over there. And lo and behold, I ended up where I started from back this morning. It was great. We had that time together. We shared. And God, in His wisdom, allows us to do it. Father's Day, let them know you love them. If you had a father that wasn't all he should have been, you rely on the greatest father that's ever been, our Heavenly Father. You rely on the Good Shepherd. You rely on His joy, His peace, His truth. I'm going to pray. Everybody's been so warm, so kind here in the service today. My little in the back, buddy in the back there, he's been just ever so happy. You want to know what Father's Day about, you just take a look-see back there and you'll see that youngest one in the arms there. It'll bring joy unto your heart. That's the same way I feel when I'm in touch with my Heavenly Father. I feel the joy, I feel the warmth, I feel the caring that I can find nowhere else. Heavenly Father, we have come in Your house today. We have opened Your word. We've sung songs about the Master. We've lifted up prayer requests. We've sung happy anniversary to folks. We've shared, God, what we felt that You have laid upon our hearts. Hopefully, if there is one that is hurting, if there's one that has needs, Heavenly Father, You will hear that need today. If there's someone that struggles with this Father's Day, Heavenly Father, You bring peace to that heart, joy, and a comfort. Now, Heavenly Father, allow us to leave this building feeling that we have felt Your touch today in Your service. Give us safe traveling mercies, and Heavenly Father, be with each one of the fathers today, and those that, although they might not be a biological father, those who have acted as a role model to others, have been there in times of need, in there with strength and understanding, warmth and compassion.